You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Heart of Dixie After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Heart of Dixie After Show.
Oh, yeah. You better enjoy it, because you're not going to be hearing it until January, people. Oh, still going. Season 3, Episode 8, Miracles. There were lots of miracles in this episode. Lots of good stuff to talk about, considering it was the mid-season finale. So we're going to dig right in. Let's go ahead. Oh, I better introduce myself. I'm Whitney Lane, and I'm joined with the lovely...
Michelle Renee, thank you for the introduction.
Yeah. We decided we were going to be in a Target commercial together during the show, so we've been practicing. So just bear with us, people. But anyways, let's dig in. Let's go ahead and chat about someone who came back and is a pregnant lady. Shelby. What did you think about Shelby being preggers?
Well, I mean, we saw a little bit last week that she was pregnant. And, I mean, I think that the production crew did a really good job with her.
Making her look pregnant?
No.
She does look good, though.
Just, like, bringing her back and also bringing Tansy back at kind of a really, you know, pivotal time, I guess, in the season. Because now, obviously, everyone wants to come back to see, like, the cliffhangers, how they end.
Correct.
So.
Well, did you think it was Brick's baby?
No, I said from the beginning, I said she probably has a surrogate. I think
you
I said
did?
That, yeah.
And I said it's George Tucker's the whole time.
Yeah,
that's
you
George
might not
Tucker's.
Have been here the week.
I wasn't here last week.
Yeah, so we kind of suspected that she would have a surrogate.
That's weird, though.
Yeah.
Why? She's about to open a cabaret, and she has, like, this baby, and all she talks about is how glowing she looks and how you can. She's barely showing. Like, she just talks about herself.
Well, how old is she?
30s.
Okay. I mean, maybe she just was...
ready?
Like a lot of modern women these days, she... realized she didn't necessarily need a man to have a child, so she just took it into her own hands. And
it was just weird. I mean, like, Brick got really excited she was back. Obviously, he, like, still likes the woman. And then he walks by, and they just, like, chat. And they don't even talk about that she's pregnant. She's just like, you won't believe the news. I bought fancies. Like, no, what about your belly? And then when she was like...
Well, she said, I'm carrying smalls. I know you're not gonna... I know you probably didn't notice.
About Dad. She's huge. She's not carrying small. Brick was like, wow. So that was good.
Yeah.
But
and
I'm
I think
glad.
It's funny that she's, like, pregnant and, like, fake pregnant on the show, and then Jamie's actually really pregnant. And so they, like, every scene, obviously, they shoot it in a way that camouflages her pregnancy.
Right. You don't see any. Yeah, you only see her face up, her shoulders up at this point.
So I wonder if Jamie's, like, you know, giving her, like, tips. Like, this is what you do to actually look pregnant, to actually stand like this. And,
you never
know. Tips from a real pregnant woman.
Now we kind of know that how they're getting rid of her a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So Betty comes back, Bertrand's mother, which I can't even deal with that name. But Lemon calls Betty, Grandma Betty, to come back and talk some sense into her dad. And it doesn't really happen because all she wants to do is raise that kid the right way.
Yeah.
She's mean. That's a mean grandma.
But I think she's kind of like a lot of grandmas.
No, mine would never.
You know, they try to meddle. They don't have anything else
I guess, but
going
she's
on.
Hateful. That face on... Oh, she's scary. She goes
and she
screaming.
Doesn't look old. She doesn't look quite old enough to be Brick's mom.
Yeah. I don't know. But she
I mean,
was,
I like her. I don't hate her.
I just think, whoa. I mean, she's good to watch. She's entertaining, but
I just
still think
it's
she's
tough
crazy.
Love. Like she said, like, you guys don't realize I love you and I stay up all night thinking about you. It's just, it's tough love. She doesn't know how to express it necessarily. She's not knitting sweaters and...
Yeah, but all she says is like, Lemon, you and your sister ruined the name of our family, ruined our reputation. Like, it's insulting. She's hateful.
Well, I mean, yeah, she's a little bit outspoken. But, yeah. I mean, most older people, you know, they just, when you get to be a certain age, you don't have to
hide anything.
Walk on eggshells for anybody. That's how I plan on, that's how I am now. And that's how I plan on, I definitely
plan on. I don't even know what you're going to be like.
I definitely plan on being like that when I'm older.
Oh, no.
Shoot.
Well.
My grandkids better watch out.
But they had to flip a coin to see who was going to deal with Grandma Betty, because she walked away screaming, crying, and fell down. She needs to contain herself. But now, Lemon's stuck, going to have to take care of her grandma.
And why didn't her grandma just come live with them? I mean, it obviously works for her getting
pregnancy
leave.
She's got a baby
coming. She's got to go take care of that. But
yeah. Which also makes sense as to why this was the mid-season finale, too. It didn't come together for me until just now, because last year they went all the way up till Christmas. Yeah. So no wonder. They cut a couple episodes
until
January.
Well, it's not only this show, though. And a lot of other CW shows are doing the mid-season finale thing, too.
I like it. You got to leave us something.
Yeah.
You know, because, I don't know. Heart of Dixie, they got to amp up the drama.
Yeah, this was, I think, one of the better episodes because it wasn't as predictable. Like, the whole thing, and I know we'll get into that later with Vivian and Wade.
Ugh.
Like, who saw that coming? I didn't.
So I didn't.
I liked it. You know, the relationship with, what was his name? Her uncle.
Brando.
And her grandma. I don't know.
So let's talk
Sylvie,
about them.
Yeah, you know, that was unexpected, too. So.
Well, because Joel's grandma, Sylvie, decides to come visit for Hanukkah. She's a cute little lady.
She is.
She keeps talking about the miracles of Hanukkah. Expect the unexpected. Your family's going to come around, Zoe. And she's kind of right. Because Uncle Brando came to the doctor with a squirrel bite. Of all things. And he was sweet. It's still a little confusing to me because he is Zoe's dad's brother. Mm-hmm. So they're brothers, except Vivian's his granddaughter.
So, yeah. So that was Zoe's second cousin.
Yeah, but, I mean, don't you think, like, Harley was old. They're brothers. Why wouldn't that just be his daughter? Because Zoe's the same age. You know what I mean? It's very weird.
Mm-hmm, I agree. Well, I mean, we never met Harley. We saw pictures of him, right?
Yeah,
like
older.
Video. He was. I don't know.
Whatever. But anyway, so he has a squirrel bite, and he comes because he actually wants to get to know Zoe, which is good. Uncle Brando. Mm-hmm. Except, man, he does those impressions, and he's just going to have to rein it in there.
It's cute. I like him. He's cute.
When he does Arnold Schwarzenegger, I'll be back. You remember?
I did.
That was bad, you guys.
I mean, it's like a little kid.
He's cute.
You know that it's like not that great, but you still laugh and cheer him on anyway, because it just gives him so much pleasure.
You want him to be happy.
Yeah.
Because he's cute. And he's back at the Harvest Festival where he met his wife 52 years ago. And now he meets Sylvie. And it is love at first sight and the rammer jammer. Except Vivian's not having it. She shows up and she says, Uncle Brando, what about the piano recital? And makes him leave. There was no
Which we knew that was a lie straight off. Straight off.
And Sylvie got really sad. It's a cute little relationship, though, because you don't really... I mean, the oldest person we see on the show is Brick. And he's dating people like his daughter's age.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cute to see like this real old couple, and they're so happy. And they both had a relationship for like 50-plus years. Mm-hmm. And now they found someone else, so they don't have to be lonely anymore. They go and meet up at Bingo. Senior Bingo, and the rest is history.
And then they have a little rendezvous in the haystack.
Hey.
Yeah.
Well, because they're lost, and they can't find them. Joel and, what's her name, Vivian, she comes back. Of course, do you think part of what he's doing is like, let me bring the family together?
Part of what who? Brando?
Or is he just like, I'm just all about Sylvie, I don't care what anybody else has to deal with this?
No, I think he's definitely trying to bring the family together. Because before he even met Sylvie, whenever he was at the doctor's office, he agreed to go to lunch with her. And he didn't know that Sylvie was going to be there. And as probably, if not the oldest, one of the older members of the family, I would assume that he kind of has some pull and say-so.
Wisdom when it comes to caring about certain things.
Even though Vivian was clearly bossing him around.
Yeah.
You know? He probably has a lot of influence on what his family does. So.
Well, it's good because it brought Vivian back around, although she's not my favorite at this point. But she did have to be like, reach out to Zoe. She's so hateful, though. She's really mean.
Yeah. Well, hurt people hurt people. I think that's an example of that because she was going through a divorce. And so she...
Which no one knew about until Uncle Brando decided to spew that out in front of Zoe, which I'm sure that was the last person Vivian wanted to know about that.
But at least Zoe ran after, and they kind of had a little bit of a heart to heart. She invited
heart
her
to heart.
Oh, at the heart of Dixie, because we listened to Danielle Bradbury sing too. That entire episode, she was good.
I like her.
So Danielle Bradbury, she was winner of The Voice, and she sang her song "The Heart of Dixie," very fitting for this show. But did you hear some of the words when it started off? It was kind of like Vivian's life.
Oh, I didn't even put those two together.
Because it was kind of like the guy left. I don't know what happened. But anyways, and then that's when they start chatting. Yeah, something weird.
She worked at the National Bank, and he always drank. Boom.
There it was. Oh, boom. There it was.
We had that closed captioning on the TV.
Yeah, we know. That's how we keep up with this. But so then that's when they kind of had the chat. And she kind of opened up about it. But no wonder she was being so mean. You know, there's always something going on in someone's life, hopefully, if they're acting that way.
Mm-hmm. I mean, so do you think if you had a family member that moved to your town and they didn't talk to you for like 2 years, would you react the same way? Or do you think she was overreacting?
I think she was overreacting. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess it's a small town, but it's still like, well, she's new to this town. She's probably scared. She doesn't even know her dad. Like, she didn't know about her dad until she moved to that town. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, to get thrown into a family of, like, how many are there? A ton? It'd be kind of scary. But I think it would be kind of rude.
Yeah. I mean, they reached out to her, and I don't know. Like, I have a family member like that who we always, like, invite to stuff and, like, reach out to them and stuff. Yeah. And all the time there's, like, an excuse or they don't want to come. And after a while, it's just kind of like, okay, well, we're not going to invite you anymore if you don't
want to. Well, then they just don't want to be a part of it. But now she does, and she realizes it. So I feel like maybe they should just be a little bit more open.
Yeah, they should, now that she's come to her senses.
And I think it will.
Yeah.
Because Hanukkah.
Which is good also because we have more characters now, and they're introducing people because I was tired of seeing the same faces.
Well, but we did see some old faces. Tansy came back.
They did. I mean, she did.
Tansy returned. She's walking Dolly, her dog.
Which I called that, too.
You did?
Because they had her brothers on last week, and it's why would her brothers be around if she's not going to be close behind them?
And she was. With her dog, Dolly, runs into Wade, of all people. I like them. They're friends. Between them, but, like, they care about each other. Obviously, Wade has some sort of tooth problem because he can't bite into an apple.
So did he ever go to the dentist?
Yeah, she made him. She made an appointment and, like, walked him there.
Okay.
And gave him some of her meds, which made him crazy. A little bit loopy, Wade.
Wait, we saw him take the meds.
The dentist.
But we saw him take the meds. Uh-huh. Then we saw him, she had to go serve a summons.
That
him
was after
sit down.
The dentist appointment. So then,
how do you know? You just,
because they said it.
they just left that part out conveniently.
No. And then they're sitting there, she's like, I gotta go somewhere, and he sees the light. He was kind of funny. He did a very good job acting like that. Mm-hmm. Acting like a fool. And then he saw Zoe in the haystack.
Hasn't he been like this before? Was he like inebriated one episode
Probably.
Or something? Or was that George that I'm thinking of? Like last season there was an episode where someone was like wandering around and
I feel like
George.
It was George.
Yeah, okay.
But Wade, he's just walking around that maze and runs into Zoe. What'd you think?
I mean, we saw that they kissed on the preview. And I kind of expected it would be something like this. Like we always go to, like, it was a dream. So
yeah.
I initially thought it was a dream, maybe, that she was having or he would be having. But, I mean, I don't know. Like, I definitely think she enjoyed it.
She did, and
she
I think
didn't,
he did,
like,
too.
She like, didn't pull back and smack him. She, like,
contemplated what had happened when he walked away.
Yeah, she let the butterflies linger for a little bit.
Which means they cannot be done.
She probably licked her lips after. Like, she liked it. And what did you say after they kissed?
What'd I say?
Oh, yeah, she wants some... What was that?
You guys, you don't want to be watching these shows with us.
Is that what you said?
I don't know. I probably did. She wants more Wade. She does.
Mm-hmm.
He's cute.
Yeah.
And he did it because he was saying he was just, like, being open, you know, with all the meds. Just saying it how it was or leaving it how he wanted to leave it. And then he walks away and he wakes up the next morning and she's waiting at his bed.
Yeah, that wasn't creepy at all.
So I was afraid he wasn't going to remember. But he did. He was just straight chilling like, oh, sorry, I thought that was a dream. Except she's like, don't ever do that again. And really, she wants him to do it again.
Yeah.
It's not over.
But, I mean, I think she's respecting her relationship with Joel. And maybe she knows that she probably doesn't have enough willpower to, you know, completely ignore it if it's up to her.
Yeah.
So she's relying on him to kind of make her have to deal with the fact that they're not together.
And
if that makes
sure
sense.
He sure is going to make her deal with that here in just a little bit. Yeah. But Tansy was also in there and heard that they kissed. And she's like, we've got to change you from doing this. And then apparently he gives her a job at Rammer Jammer.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. This ex-couple, ex-married couple, she's a waiter and he's the bartender. But I think it'll be fine. I like it. Tansy, I don't mind her.
I don't mind her.
Everybody's looking good, too. Shelby, Tansy, they all look like they're getting it together.
Real slim.
Mm-hmm. That's the South. I don't know. They haven't had enough biscuits and gravy. But let's talk a little bit about Hanukkah. Shall we?
Yes.
Oh, Hanukkah. Wasn't that fun? Well, it came after the Harvest Festival.
Yeah.
Which, I guess, you know, everybody was kind of there, Lindley and George, and she's getting introduced to all of George's ex-girlfriends, who was everyone there. Like, yeah. She literally was like, her, and he's dated everyone. And they all keep being like, it's a small town. Oh, you know what we didn't talk about with George? How him and Lemon were, like, coming together to get rid of Shelby.
Yeah.
That was just weird.
A lot of old couples, like, helping each other out this episode.
Yeah. Miracles. Yeah. Miracles. But it was kind of weird just because it was like George, Lemon, Brick, and Grandma Betty all sitting together. Like, that would have been his life. And now he's with Lindley, who's like this young, happy thing.
Yeah. And if anything, it probably makes Grandma Betty even more angry because I'm sure she wanted her granddaughter to, like, marry George.
George Tucker.
And so it just increases her opinion that Lemon has ruined her life by bringing George there.
They
should
have thought about these things. Yeah. But George doesn't actually show up to Hanukkah. Instead, he has to go to court the next day, so he's just getting takeout, which is the truth. I was like, wait a second. You know, like, what's he actually saying? But he got takeout, and Tansy was the one that gave that to him.
I have another question. Where was Annabeth?
She wasn't here.
Why was she not there?
I don't know. I kept being like, Vivian? Is Vivian
Annabeth?
Yeah.
They look alike.
They look a lot alike.
They do, yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. George runs into Tansy. It's getting real again. He still has feelings. He was very awkward.
Yeah.
She was like, I hope this won't be awkward. And he's like, oh, no, over and over. And then he just, like, walks away very awkwardly.
Yeah, he does have feelings.
That can't be done yet either. He doesn't have closure from her. They're going to have some sort of discussion.
But it's so sad because, I mean, I know that you dislike Lindley. And I know that our other co-hosts who aren't here tonight don't particularly care for her.
Yeah.
But, she's, I mean, well, she's growing on me a little bit, and I think that it sucks. Like, in stories like these and, you know, movies like Love and Basketball, for example.
What a great movie.
Exactly. You think it's a great movie because the couple ends up together. Mm-hmm. But no one ever thinks about the person who is Tyra Banks in that movie.
She
the fiance who did nothing wrong, who gets broken up with. And it's like, I get it that it's like this enduring, like, love story that's been in the making for years. They finally come together. But what about the girl that gets dumped and whose heart gets broken? Like, and I feel like that's, I know I'm kind of on a digression here, but that's Lindley in the situation. If Tansy and George get together, it's
or
like
Vivian.
Okay, yeah, it's like, okay, good for them, but like, what happens, you know, to Lindley? Lindley's heart has to get broken.
I know, but
and I've always kind of been that girl, so that's why I'm like,
it just doesn't fit though, her and George. It's like, she's awkward. Just too young. Like, and I know that she's not that young. Like, she's playing a 25-year-old. And I don't hate her character. Like, I like her character. I just don't think her and George Tucker fit together.
Yeah.
And I think that he's going to have to get closure from Tansy. Because if you remember him with the beard and, like, the nastiness where he was in that hotel room, he was just a hot mess.
Yeah.
He needs to be able to speak to someone to see what really happened.
But last season, you guys used to say the same thing about you didn't think Tansy and George
like
were together.
I don't like anyone with George right now. I don't know. There's no one for me to like him with. I don't know. Too bad.
Him and Vivian wouldn't have been bad.
Oh, that could work.
Yeah.
Let's hope for that. So let's move on to this because I'm fired up a little bit over this situation. So at the Harvest Festival, you know, after Tansy and Wade have this talk about how he's got to date higher class women and, you know, she'll quit her job and actually work doing something she won't be in danger for. And then Wade runs into Vivian. He's like, Vivian, smartest girl from Lillian High School or whatever.
Got your braces off.
Yeah, I'm like, Wade, stop. I don't like it.
And what got me is she was impressed that he bought the Rammer Jammer.
I know. But that girl just
isn't everyone else disappointed? Actually, no. Everyone else was disappointed in Wade's lack of ambition. But now that he bought the Rammer Jammer, everyone thinks that he's being ambitious and stuff.
Yeah, and she doesn't really know him, you know?
Yeah.
Because they're from two different schools.
But, I mean, yeah, but, you know, she's like, oh, when you bought the Rammer Jammer. And like, he probably was like, oh, she thinks I'm, like, you know.
Cool.
Yeah, the bomb.
And then did you see him at Hanukkah? He was so, like, nicely put together.
I know.
And, like, two times in one day. Coincidence? It's like, okay, Wade, we see what's happening here and nobody likes it. I don't like it.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Which couple, the lesser of two evils, Zoe and Joel versus...
I'd root for Zoe and Joel because eventually I want them to break up, so it's Zoe and Wade. I can't help it. I just don't like it. Now, you made a great point. George and Vivian would be great together.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll happen. And then LaVon's going to get all distressed.
Why would LaVon care?
Because it's Lindley's his cousin.
Oh, yeah.
George can't be leaving Lindley after how much they've been fighting for this. Didn't even show up to Hanukkah, George.
What a loser.
Yeah. But it was cool that all the family showed up, all the Wilkes.
I know, that was
and
nice.
They came. I'm sure Brando had something to do with that. He wanted to get with Sylvie. They cuddle, canoodle. They touch each other's hands.
They
they're
held
so
hands.
Cute. Oh, they're precious. But it was cool. And the only talk that Zoe and Wade had that whole time was like, that's what you're wearing to Hanukkah? So at least they gave us a little something, though. They had to give us something.
But when he left to take Vivian home, he didn't even do the look.
I said he's going to look back, and he didn't.
He didn't at all. And that's what hurts the most. Cue the music. what hurts the most, Rascal Flatts. But, I mean, because if he would have looked over at her, it would have been kind of a,
I'm doing
this
spite.
To make you jealous. And that's the typical Wade situation. And obviously those instances where he does that, it always crashes and burns and never lasts too long. But for him to have all his focus on Vivian and taking her home and getting her home safely... It really
that
meant
he's
like
taking a
I'm
step
focused.
And moving on.
Yeah,
and she's not ready for that because you saw it in her face. You saw it in her face.
She was sad.
We're all sad. That can't happen. That's just going to make me mad. They're family now. It's a whole new level. It's not just like some random friend. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely think that Zoe still has feelings for Wade, but at the same time, it's like she's in such a difficult situation. This guy cheated on her. So, like, even if she does still like him, should she break off a perfectly good relationship for someone who could potentially cheat on her again? And then also, it's like, what happens to Joel? I'm sure she has feelings for Joel and loves Joel.
Yeah.
So she would have to break his heart. And I just think right now it's not the best timing.
I know,
she probably wants something to happen to force them to, like, break up.
She does.
So it doesn't have to be in her
hands. I wouldn't doubt it. But it's really disheartening.
Disheartening.
It is.
H-A-R-T.
You got to keep the Heart of Dixie thing. Well, what else happened at Hanukkah? That was about it. They were all playing games and kind of enjoying themselves. But I don't know. It's just going to kill me. It's going to kill me because now I have to wait till January 13th. That's a long time to find out what happens with Vivian and Wade.
And if they do like they normally do, it's going to be like those, that time will have passed. It's not going to like pick up the next
day.
That's
what I hope happens.
Do you hope that happens? Because then Wade and freaking
Vivian
are
gone. I'm hoping Joel's gone.
No, he's not. His grandma's come down. And did you see the grandma say, you're not my family yet, wink at Zoe?
So and you think.
And she didn't even wince. She was like, smile.
She's forcing that. There's no passion there. There's none.
I mean, it's like, do you do what's right or do you do what your heart wants or do you do what your mind's telling you to do?
Gotta have a little mixture. I don't know.
YOLO.
Okay, well, anything else we missed from this episode? I think we covered it pretty well.
I think we did.
Okay, then let's hit up some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, so I've only got a little bit of news and gossip this week. Laura Bell Bundy, who is back, she did an interview with CelebTV.com. And they kind of spoke with her about what she's been doing this past year while she's kind of been on hiatus from Heart of Dixie. And she's on Anger Management now with Charlie Sheen.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She plays a doctor. And she also, in the quick video, talked about her Tony nomination and a new country single she has out. So check that out on CelebBuzzTV.com. Yeah, no, that's not the name of the website. It's CelebTV.com. All right.
Girl's making moves, though. New single, new show, like, wow.
Yeah.
Fake pregnant.
Still looking good and skinny. So a movie that we spoke about a little bit last season was The To-Do List with Aubrey Plaza. And Scott Porter is in that film. It's just been released on Blu-ray and DVD. It came out on November 19th. So if you want to check that out, you know,
did you go see it?
No, I have not seen it. Did you see it? Was it good? What did you think?
It was weird to see him play such a character because he was like this, like, dude, you know, like this idiot who was like always shirtless and his hair was long and like it was interesting. It was a funny movie. And Rachel Bilson was in it too.
Oh, she is? Okay, well, then to Heart of Dixie.
She's the sister.
Yeah, so if you're a Heart of Dixie fan, you definitely got to check that one out. He did an interview with Parade.com and he talks about everything from wanting to play Flash, which is like a comic book character, to a Friday Night Lights movie reunion if he would like to do that. And then he even gives his opinion on the whole Richie Incognito Jonathan Martin situation with the bullying and the NFL and all that. He also says, the interviewer asked, maybe you can hook up with Connie Britton again and do some singing on Nashville. Because we know Scott, you know, sings as well as acts. And he says, the music on that show is great and I'd love to get down there, work on a couple tracks, and maybe get to see Connie again for a little while.
I love it.
Yeah. And you host on Nashville.
That's a good for show, AfterBuzz people. TV, so. Be watching that. Okay, is that it?
Yeah. Prediction. And the show won't be back until January 13th if we haven't said that enough times already. So,
all right, prediction time.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Now I'm all over the place. You have anything specific?
I think that in the scene for next week when we saw that Wanda and Joel are having an affair, I think that's going to be something.
Wanda. Annabeth.
It was Annabeth? I thought it was Wanda.
I thought it was Annabeth.
Well, I don't think Joel's going to be having an affair with anybody with red hair.
He kisses someone.
Yeah, and I thought it was Wanda.
I don't know.
Okay, but I think that he's not having an affair. I think it's just they're doing a play or something.
Hmm. Yeah, I wonder. Well, I wonder, like, when we come back, you know, in a month and a half, that Joel and Zoe are starting to kind of pull apart because if Wade is with Vivian, she's straight full-on jealous. Something's going to happen.
Yeah.
How's she going to, like, sabotage it? She can't just let that happen. There's no way.
I wonder if it's going to be like Tansy and George last season when Wade and Zoe would go on. Wait, it was Wade and Zoe and Tansy and George, right?
Yeah.
They would go on all these dates, like double dates together. I wonder if it's going to be a similar situation since Joel is friends with Wade now and they're going to like go on double dates and stuff. And she's going to reveal her true feelings by some of the things she says or her actions. And then Joel's maybe going to see it. And then Joel's going to break it off and be like, look, I know you still have feelings for Wade. And then by the time she finally comes around, Wade is going to be head over heel for Vivian. And then we're back to square one. And they're still not together, folks.
It's going to give me a heart attack. But, yeah, I mean, I think it's going to completely turn around, though. Instead of Wade being like, I need to tell you my feelings, she's going to be like, oh, my gosh, how did I not know? Why can't the timing just work out? They have to get back together at some point.
Never works out.
I'm over it. And I think Tansy and George, something's going to give there.
Yeah.
I think Lindley might be super jealous.
I think Lindley might be broken up with on this next few episodes.
Uh-oh. LaVon's not going to be happy about that. All right. Well, we will see you January 13th. Thanks for tuning in, you guys. You can find me on Twitter at Whitney Lane Fern.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Michelle Renee LA.
See y'all in January.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.